With the stock market dropping more than 1,000 points in the past month, unemployment hovering just under 10%, and the private sector creating only 41,000 new jobs in May, Republican critics of last year's federal stimulus bill are calling it a failure. Retiring Democratic Congressman Dave Obie takes issue with the charge.
You cannot expect one piece of legislation to solve the mess that was created over the past 3 years. Passing the stimulus package doesn't correct the fact that Wall Street went nuts, that the housing market exploded.
Obie argues that despite the recent disturbing economic news, the stimulus bill he helped write saved America from a second Great Depression.
We were losing over 750,000 jobs per month, and we had a choice. We could either do something or sit on our butts and do nothing. And we chose to try to do the same thing that FDR did in the 30s.
And Obie says without continuing federal stimulus spending, the country may repeat the experience of the New Deal in the 30s, when he argues that the government tried to rein in the deficit too soon.
We are in danger of repeating the mistakes that were made in 1937 by Franklin Roosevelt. By 1937, unemployment had dropped from about 25% to 15%. At that point, he thought the battle was over, so he stopped government investments and the country tipped into another recession.
Obie says he is not optimistic that another stimulus bill will be passed in Washington this year because Congress is more concerned about controlling the deficit. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.